And okay, I'd like to welcome you today. So we're going to talk with Lisa. And Lisa works with people, helping them to invest in real estate. And I love Lisa because not only is she super awesome, as you're going to hear, but she's kind of done something that's very profound, sadly, but she's in the real estate investment industry in terms of helping people, like I said. And that market generally is, you know, very hyped up and very oversaturated with people who overpromise and really teach people how to do some really stupid things to get properties and investments. And Lisa has an amazing strategy, an absolutely amazing story, and she's gone into that market and built an awesome business that literally, if she just keeps doing what she's doing, it's going to be a multi-six-figure-year business this next year. And she's a total lifestyle-based entrepreneur. She does not put her business as the biggest priority in her life. She's having a baby soon, and she just came off being 8 months pregnant and had a record month in her business, which should give you some indication of, you know, that she knows what she's talking about. So, Lisa, I'd just like to welcome you.
Hey, thank you so much, Jason. Thank you for the introduction. I never thought I'd be that person who's, you know, pregnant and doing well in the business. And, you know, I've always, the last 5 years, I've been listening to other people's podcasts. And it's nice to see all the work paying off where I'm the one being introduced, so I appreciate that. It's sort of really something for me as well.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, totally. And so tell everybody, just kind of give everybody a background. What do you do? How does it work? And like, just give me a bit of your story, and then we'll get into things.
Okay, so I had a unfortunate foreclosure in the housing market around 2008. I bought in 2006 in Las Vegas, top of the market, completely dumb mistake, it's my fault. And, you know, and it crashed in 2008, and the property I purchased was extremely overpriced and worth only about 60% of what I paid for it when it finally foreclosed. So it was very unfortunate, and it had some effects, but I was really determined that I would not wait 7 years to get started in real estate investing. And so I was in a different state than where the house was, and I really had to dig down deep. When you can't get access to different regular mortgage options, you really have to hustle if you want to make your dreams happen. So I discovered some different things that you can get. I couldn't get a mortgage, but I can get loans of different sorts. And I just really capitalized on the credit and personal loan market, but in, you know, a very strategic way. And I was able to get four more rental properties all under $35,000. So I call it sub-30K investing. And
right.
what it is you're going – oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So what it is you go into neighborhoods that people have overlooked, and you realize that across the country there's these markets where these houses exist, and they're not necessarily in terrible neighborhoods and offer really high cash flow. So I just started going on YouTube explaining it. It's not flipping. It's not wholesaling. Nothing get rich quick. No, I don't need any money. You know, no money, bad credit. That's okay. No, you need some money. You need okay credit. All right. Just because if you want to make money grow, you have to prove that you can have your own. So it's not flashy, and it's just focused on rental property, cash flow, and finding these markets. So I just started helping full-time professionals do that, and I started out with some YouTube videos going over my processes, how don't be worried, don't be scared, you can do it like this, this is how you find it, don't believe the hype, create your own vision, and that just started taking off, and people started reaching out going, hey, can you work with me one-on-one? The whole thought at the time, I was just going to sell a $5 ebook. So I was like, yeah, this is useful information. There's people like me who weren't born wealthy. We don't have a silver spoon in our mouth. We don't have social capital, as I like to say. Like, I don't have access to very wealthy investors who can teach me their success stories. You know, I just don't have that social circle. So I knew there was just people like me who, you know, have made it, done well enough for themselves where they can do this at this price range. And if you're going to get starting in rental properties and investing, it's nice to do it for all-in cost of $50,000 than it is for $250,000, depending on where you're living. And the cash flow is much better. So what are the mechanics of that? And that has built into a business that you've been helping me grow in the last 9 months. So now it's across the country. I have people and clients, usually in like the California, New York, D.C. area, very high cost of living, who have accumulated enough money and, you know, they have a credit and can do investment.
Mm-hmm.
But investing in their backyard just doesn't make financial sense for what their goals are. And so now they're reaching out to me, and I'm teaching them the fundamentals and systems of just rental properties and a good price range, how to find the markets, what systems to put in place if you're investing out of state, and leading them through that process.
Well, yeah, and it's a really cool business model you got in the sense of real estate investing. And also, like, when we started, you know, some time ago now, your business is growing quite a bit.
Yes,
as far as income-wise.
Yeah, it's been 1,000% growth. I think it was at like 1,500 a month. I think I was at 1,500 a month when I met you, and last month
right?
I did 15,000. So,
well, and again, 15,000 going from 1,500 to 15,000 in a really short period of time. But you've sustained it consistently.
Yes.
It's not like
yes.
you've grown and grown and grown. It's not like you just did one little tactic and you're like, boom, hit 15,000, and then the next month back down to 1,500, and you've been sitting there for 8 months or whatever. And also, you're having a baby soon, which, you know, like,
yes.
you've got every excuse in the world to not, like, take on more business.
Yes.
You know what
that
I mean?
That first
like,
trimester, yeah, the first 3 months sort of takes you out the loop, because half of you guys might know and the other half won't in the audience, but you're just so sleepy, so I'd have this. Before, so I started with Jason right when I got pregnant. So I was all like, before I had these to-do lists, there were like 10 items a day. I would just go through them and knock them all out. And then I became unemployed. I got let
yeah.
go from my company, and I decided to focus full-time on the blog. And within 1 week, I saw Jason's system. I was like, hey, he's convincing me to sign up, so he must know what he's doing. And I went, I could look at his Facebook webinar stuff and try to recreate the wheel and not pay any money. But I'm like, okay, forget that. You just don't have that time or luxury. You need to get more clients in if you're going to do this full time. So I just went with Jason, paid the money. And ever since then, it has been a steady growth as long as I pay attention to what Jason advises me to do. And it started off, you know, 3,000, 3,500, and then it went to 4,000 and 6,000 and 8,000 and 9, so it's been a other than May, which dropped down to 4,000, it's been 100% growth, either doubling the previous months as I put one system in place, and now that's automated. Consult with Jason, put another system in place, and so these are stable systems that are going to keep going, so I don't have to keep necessarily going back to things I've already implemented. It's just adding more different lead generations on top of what I've already done.
Well, you know, and the cool thing is you did it right. Like, you started out, and we held off on doing any paid traffic up
yeah.
until not very long ago, because we're like, you know,
months.
It was like,
yeah.
yeah, it was literally like 6 months before you even turned any paid traffic on.
Yes, that's true. Your other advice, sometimes I felt bad. I was like, I'm asking you advice not about Facebook and ad system, which is what I signed up with you for, but you had some good answers that have been working. So, I didn't feel that rush. Maybe I should have. Like I said, I was pregnant, so, you know, my energy level is a little half. So who knows what it would have been if I would have been fresh and without